Now, I want to speak to an Alliance councillor, Peter McReynolds, who's on the line. There's a bit of a dispute going on over in Knocknagony about a new McDonald's outlet. Apparently, it's going to be a bumper one, pretty big. Let me speak to Peter. Morning, Peter.
Good morning, Frank.
East Belfast representatives from the Alliance Party having serious concerns over a new planned McDonald's at Tesco Knocknagony. And this is a pretty big big building. Am I right in describing it as quite large?
Yeah, well, it's a two-story McDonald's drive-through that's being proposed for the Knocknagony Tescos. It's coming before the planning committee tonight, where the committee will look at the proposal. They'll look at the recommendations that the planning office have made as well. And it would be quite a sizable McDonald's if it was to go ahead.
Sounds like a fabulous facility to have locally for snacks and eatables.
Of course, yeah. I mean, but at the same time, I suppose my concern would be that economic development shouldn't be at the expense of residents that have lived there for 15, 16, 20 years. And they've built a home there. And their opinion should be taken into consideration whenever we're putting something like this through.
And how will it affect the residents if it's in the Tesco location? We all know that, or most of us would know that, massive Tesco there at the Knocknagony roundabout, not far from Belfast City Airport. If it's more or less in the grounds there close to Tesco, how would the residents be negatively impacted on?
Well, I mean, I use that Knocknagony Tesco's every weekend. And certainly it's very, very congested in terms of the amount of cars that are parked there. And whenever you're trying to make your journey into that Tesco's, it's very, very backed up. So to remove car parking spaces and to put a brand new drive-through Tesco's there, it's just going to further add to the congestion. Then you take into consideration the increased potential for antisocial behaviour, an increase in litter, increase in noise, increase in air pollution. There are material considerations that have to be taken into consideration by the planning committee, and that's what I'll be suggesting tonight.
Why do you think there'd be anti-social behaviour near a McDonald's?
Well, looking at the planning report that has been provided by the planning office yesterday, there was a number of objections raised about the site because there's current antisocial behaviour taking place there. I've been engaging with residents over the last year, and certainly they've made that quite apparent to me that there is antisocial behaviour taking place currently at the site of the 24-hour Tescos. So if you add in that into the mix of McDonald's on that site, it increases the amount of people that are going to go there in the late hours, which increases the noise and increases the antisocial behaviour that's going to impact on their lives.
The young people in the area are going to be saying, oh, what a spoil sport the man from the Alliance Party is. We're going to get a McDonald's on our doorstep and now they're going to take it away.
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose at the same time, it's trying to find that happy mix that works for everybody. So certainly I'm not saying that I'm against development in the area. I just want it to be responsible and for it to take into consideration people, as I say, that have lived there for a great deal of their lives and they don't want to be impacted upon negatively.
I see some people who are with you and agreeing with you from another party. Georgina Mile is a Green Party councillor. She's saying it's too close to a primary school, and other people are saying that it isn't in keeping with the healthy image of healthy eating, and that's the sort of city that we want. Do you buy into that as well?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, although it can be argued that wouldn't be a material planning condition, the fact that it's going to be a McDonald's 350 metres, I think it is, from the closest primary school is something that has to be taken into consideration. Obviously, we have councils in England and I think Scotland as well who have a planning policy in place that says that you can't build a fast food outlet within 400 metres of a primary school. Tonight, it's being proposed that one that's 350 metres away from primary school should be allowed to go ahead. And absolutely, in terms of, you know, the Belfast agenda and what the Belfast City Council is trying to achieve in terms of healthy living, healthy eating, physical activity, this is something that should be taken into consideration, I think.
You are, of course, objecting to 65 jobs being created.
Again, no, I'm not objecting against 65 jobs being created this long. I would love more jobs in the area, but at the same time, as I say, economic development can't come at the expense of people who have built a life for themselves within an area. That has to be taken into consideration and they should be accommodated as best as possible.
So you'd be happy enough to see a McDonald's somewhere else as long as it's not where your voters are?
Not in the slightest. I'm sure everybody that has raised objections with this proposal may not be an Alliance voter and that's never been asked of them. if you have objections, it doesn't just go on the number of objections that have been raised, but also the substance. And I think the objections that have been raised have a great deal of substance. They're very, very valid, and the planning committee must take them into consideration tonight.
So when's that decision made? That'll be made tonight. What happens, just for the uninitiated, explain what happens in terms of the process now?
Well, in terms of the process, there'll be a number of applications taking place tonight, of which one is the McDonald's at Knocknagony. It'll go before the committee. I will make a presentation to the committee. Residents of the area will make their presentation to the committee. And from that point, the committee will decide what they think they should do. They can accept it, they can refuse it, or they can defer the decision and ask for increased work to take place.
So if they reject it, can McDonald's come back and say, we're objecting to the rejection and we wanted an appeal? Is that an option?
Yeah, well, they could appeal the decision to the Planning Appeals Commission.
So it'll not be finally decided tonight, but steps will be taken. What's the betting at the minute? The green light or a stop on it?
I'm not a betting man, Frank, but certainly I would hope that the committee will listen to the concerns that are raised tonight. I think the residents have made their concerns very apparent in terms of the objections that have been put forward in the written form. And I'm going to hope that the committee will listen to our concerns tonight, take them on board, and we'll proceed in a way that is respectful to the residents of Knocknagony.
Okay. Peter McReynolds, Alliance Councillor in the area. Thank you very much indeed, Peter. Your opinions, of course, if you're in the area, very welcome. 02890 333 105.